Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Creativity, A Short and Cheerful Guide, John Cleese, a luminary in the worlds of comedy and creativity, distills a lifetime of insights into an accessible and entertaining read. Best known for his work with Monty Python and a string of successful comedies, Cleese ventures into the nonfiction realm to demystify the process of creativity. Released with the ASIN B088QMGR1V, this book is far from a dry academic treatise. It's a concise, amusing, and profoundly practical guide that promises to unlock the creative potential within us all. Cleese's approach is grounded in the belief that creativity isn't a mystical, elusive talent bestowed upon the chosen few, but a skill that can be nurtured and developed. Through personal anecdotes, humorous observations, and actionable advice, creativity is an invitation to explore the possibilities of thinking differently. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the importance of play. John Cleese emphasizes the critical role of play in stimulating creativity. He argues that a playful state of mind is essential for creative thinking, as it allows for a more relaxed and open approach to problem solving. Cleese suggests that creating boundaries of space and time dedicated to playful exploration can significantly enhance one's ability to generate innovative ideas. This concept is not just about frivolous play, but about engaging in activities that disengage the analytical mind, thereby granting the subconscious space to explore new possibilities. Cleese backs this up with examples from his own career, where some of his best ideas came from moments of unstructured play and experimentation. He persuades readers to embrace their inner child's curiosity and willingness to fail, as these elements are crucial in the creative process. Secondly, creating the right environment. Cleese dedicates a significant part of his book to discussing the optimal conditions for creativity to flourish. He identifies tranquility, space, and time as the three pillars required to create a nurturing environment for creative thought. By tranquility, Cleese means a state of psychological safety and freedom from interruptions. Space refers to a dedicated physical area that cues the brain into entering a creative mode of thinking. Time involves allocating uninterrupted periods where the sole focus is on nurturing creativity, without the pressure of immediate results. Cleese underscores that these conditions help in minimizing the fear of making mistakes, which is often the biggest roadblock in the creative process. He provides practical tips on how individuals can incorporate these conditions into their daily lives, stressing that even the most constrained environments and schedules can be tweaked to foster creativity. Thirdly, the role of the unconscious mind. Cleese delves deep into the concept of the unconscious mind as a reservoir of creativity. He asserts that many of our most creative ideas come from this part of our brain, functioning below the level of our conscious awareness. According to Cleese, the challenge is not in forcing creativity, but in creating conditions that allow the unconscious mind to surface its ideas. He suggests various techniques to facilitate this process, such as meditation, walking, and sleeping on it. By engaging in activities that distract the conscious mind, individuals can give their unconscious the freedom to work through problems and present solutions in unexpected moments. Cleese provides anecdotes and evidence from scientific studies to illustrate how breakthrough ideas often emerge when the mind is at rest or engaged in unrelated tasks, highlighting the importance of rest and relaxation in the creative process. Fourthly, collaboration and creativity. John Cleese argues that creativity can be significantly enhanced through collaboration. He puts forth the idea that the interaction between people with different skills, perspectives, and ideas can lead to a symbiotic enhancement of creativity. Cleese discusses the importance of creating a culture where ideas can be shared openly and without judgment, as such an environment fosters the kind of risk-taking necessary for truly innovative ideas to emerge. He emphasizes the need for trust and openness in collaborative efforts, citing examples from his time with Monty Python, where group dynamics played a crucial role in their creative output. Cleese also addresses the challenges of collaboration, such as managing egos and conflicts, and offers advice on navigating these challenges to maintain a productive creative partnership. Lastly, overcoming obstacles to creativity. Cleese doesn't shy away from addressing the hurdles that can stymie creative efforts. He identifies fear of failure, perfectionism, and external pressures as significant barriers to creativity. Cleese encourages cultivating a mindset where mistakes are seen as an inevitable and essential part of the creative process. He advocates for setting realistic expectations and appreciating the value of trial and error. Moreover, Cleese stresses the importance of resilience and persistence, arguing that the most creative individuals are those who can bounce back from setbacks and continue to pursue their ideas. He offers strategies for overcoming these obstacles, such as setting achievable goals, seeking feedback, and maintaining a positive attitude towards failure. By demystifying these barriers, Cleese aims to empower readers to embrace their creative potential fully. In conclusion, John Cleese's Creativity, A Short and Cheerful Guide, is a must-read for anyone looking to enhance their creative abilities, regardless of their field or profession. With its blend of humor, practical advice, and insights into the creative process, the book demystifies creativity and makes it accessible to everyone. It is particularly beneficial for professionals in creative industries, educators looking to foster creativity in their students, and individuals seeking to inject more innovation into their daily lives. Cleese's guide proves that creativity is not a fixed trait, but a skill that can be developed. By adopting the strategies outlined in the book, readers can learn to overcome barriers to creativity, collaborate more effectively, and tap into the power of their unconscious minds. Ultimately, creativity serves as both an inspiring and practical manual for unlocking the creative potential within us all. If you would like to support John Cleese, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.